Happy to have wide receiver Rashad Ross in studio with us. Rashad, just off the field, thanks for coming over here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What's it been like? You were signed to the roster, Wednesday? So is this your second OTA today? Or were you signed Tuesday?
I was signed Tuesday.
So what'd you get in? How many practices here?
Third practice.
And it's like, I would imagine it's like jumping on board a moving train, right, when you
can
jump in here
that's what it is. New playbook, everything. Got to just sit there and study all day.
Now, do you know the playbook at all? You have any type of relationship with any of the coaches from the past?
I have relationships with Coach Cudley. Mm-hmm. He was my receiver coach when I spent a little time in Kansas City on practice squad my rookie year.
Right, but not the playbook, though.
Not the playbook, but being in the league for a couple years now, I mean, the routes and all, everything be the same, but you know how it is when you're playing. All the routes be the same, probably a little bit different, just the terminology different. So yeah. I just got to get it in my head that, okay, in Washington, this route was called this. Now I'm in Buffalo. It's the same route, but it's called different.
I'm going to tell you, one of the hardest things with me, I left here and went to New England. And when I was here, the hitch route was, you know, at like 7 yards or something like that, 8 yards. And we had certain rules, but when I went to New England, they had different rules, right? So it was still a hitch, but mm-hmm. it was just that the rules were different, you know? And I remember in practice, I was doing the rules from Buffalo. You know? And they were like, "That we don't do that." And I'm like, "My bad, coach. Like, I'm still on Buffalo." You know, it's tough to do.
You find yourself doing that at all, Rashad?
I mean, a little bit. When I was in San Fran, when I came from Washington, I was in San Fran, like, when we had ran our deep outs, it was like a stem. And with the Niners, it was straight stem. Don't stem out and do it. So I find myself doing it there. But here, it's kind of, the playbook is a little bit different. So, nah, I don't find myself doing it because it's different.
Yeah.
We're with Rashad Ross, Bills' new receiver, just signed to the roster the other day. I want to talk to you about your travels through the NFL, but I want to start really with growing up in Northern California, a little bit outside Oakland, California, right?
Right. Vallejo, California. I grew up. My dad and my mom was in my life, but I was raised by my grandma. So I got 5 brothers, 3 sisters, but I had 4 brothers I was living with. And out of the 4 I was living with, I was the youngest.
Wow.
So I was kind of like babied.
Yeah.
I say my brothers influenced me with all the football because we was like a sports family. And I can say like my brothers is one of the reasons why I made it this far because they also was talented, you know, and growing up and watching them and their mistakes made me be a better person, you know, off the field. So watching them, all their mistakes, I just try not to do everything they did.
Did you ever hear the theory, either one of you guys, that the youngest in the family with boys is always the best athlete because he plays with his older brothers. You get better from playing against better competition. That would make sense.
True.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, that happened to me. I mean, I have a brother that's 8 years, 4 years, 6 years older than me. So when they was in high school, I was on the sideline, you know. Yeah. I was on the sideline being like the ball boy or whatever.
Yeah.
So just watching them play and always playing and them roughing me up, I said that bettered me and advanced me more than people that don't have older brothers to look up to or was around just to see how football actually goes or was taught.
I want to ask you about growing up where you did. A couple of notable former Bills are from that area.
Right.
One of them is one of Donald's best buddies, Stevie Johnson. Who, have you met Stevie? You're aware of who he is anyway, right?
I never met Stevie in person, but I went to Vallejo High. They in the same league. He went to Rodriguez, I think. So I watched him play a lot, but I really never met him. We never crossed paths.
What about Marshawn?
Marshawn Lynch, I met him a couple times.
Yeah.
He's tough to ignore when you meet him, right?
He older than me, but I watched him play a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's in many respects, we talk about this a lot on the show because Marshawn now going to play with the Raiders. He's kind of an icon, I think, in that part of California, right?
Yeah.
A football icon anyway.
Yeah, he's an icon because Marshawn is – he going to give you who he are. And, I mean, who he is, and on top of that, he really give back to his community and everything.
Yeah.
He really a good guy.
Now, did you grow up a Raiders fan?
No, I grew up a 49ers fan.
How did that happen? Being on that side of the Bay.
I just always liked all the San Francisco teams.
Yeah.
So I was a Giants fan, a Niners fan.
I'm sure, you know, you probably have a lot of family and friends that are Raiders fans. What's everybody going through that now that they're leaving? What's the thought process out there?
They still Oakland Raiders to them. They've been rocking with the Raiders since they was in L.A., I guess, or Oakland, and they still Oakland Raiders, so that's what they say they're going to be calling them no matter what.
Tell me, we're with Rashad Ross, Bills wide receiver. Your college career, two different stops, a junior college, Butte College, and then on to ASU, Arizona State, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Butte College, I was an All-American both years.
Is that junior college? Or
junior college. Okay. Junior college in Chico, California.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers went there for
oh,
one
sure.
year.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually played with his little brother, Jordan Rodgers.
Oh,
he was
okay.
my quarterback there.
How was he? Good arm?
He was good. Yeah. He was good. He was good to play with.
Stevie and I went to junior college in Pennsylvania.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
So in junior college, you have all of the teams throughout the country, and then you have the California, like, you know, it's like 100 different
yeah.
schools in California. Y'all mm-hmm. have your own thing. You
have
know?
Our own thing.
Yeah. yeah. So my first year, we went undefeated, and we had a lot of dudes in the league. Stevie, I think his team went undefeated as well. And Stevie and I would go back and forth like, man, we would have killed y'all, JUCO. He was like, man, please. Like, he like, man, y'all don't play football outside of California. I'm like, man, please.
Straight up.
We went back and forth.
That's how it is when I went to college and met JUCO guys, and they was talking about how good that JUCO was, and I was mm-hmm. telling them how good my JUCO was. And we used to just argue about that all the
yeah.
time.
From JUCO to Arizona State to finally the league, undrafted into the league. And it seems like, Rashad, that you may have found your niche in your longest stint with Washington as a return specialist. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, I say that's the case. It's funny how it happened, though, because when I first got there, that's what I wanted to do, you know. But they had me behind a couple of people. So my first year I was there, I did my thing, got returned. I didn't score in the preseason, but I did what I had to do to make it to the fourth game. But I ended up getting released. Mm-hmm. And then Chicago saw that. So Chicago brought me in. I was on practice squad for probably a week and a half or 2 weeks. And then I went and I played two games. But I guess it just didn't work out the way it was supposed to work out. So when they wanted to put me back on practice squad to learn the plays and everything, right when they released me, they told me they was going to put me on practice squad the next day, Washington called. And was like, yeah, we really didn't want to release you. You're a good player. We see a future in you. You should come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to him, and I went back.
Yeah.
And then all that happened the next year.
Yeah.
I was on practice squad the whole time. The
really good
next year.
Preseason, right, a couple of years ago, 2015
yeah.
with Washington?
Yes.
What was clicking for you that 2 years ago in the summer?
I say I worked out with somebody I looked up to that was on a team named Deshaun Jackson.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the whole summer, like, he brought me in. When he found out I was from the Bay and everything, he brought me in. He was like, you can live with me and everything. You should, if you want to make this team, you should work out with me and my trainer. So I was like, all right, cool. I mean, looking up to a guy, you're going to be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So I went to L.A. I trained with his trainers. But the difference between how I was training at first and how he trained is – he had more than one trainer. So he have a track trainer. He have a foot, like, on a field trainer. Mm. And he have a weight room trainer. So he had three different trainers that he was going through, two at once. So I just started clicking up with them, and it really helped me out because when you have three different trainers that's good at what they do, it make you better.
Now, Deshaun is from Southern California, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's from L.A. I think he's
from
L.A.
He's from L.A.
From L.A. I remember Deshaun in high school, man. Deshaun, I went to the All-American Combine out in Texas. Deshaun played in the game, and he dove from, like, the 5-yard line, running up the sideline, about to score, and literally dove from, like, the 5, and I believe he came short. Yeah, he came short.
Oh, he didn't get in?
Nah, he didn't get in. It was like, what are you doing? And then a couple years later, he was in the league, but
Rashad,
I always remember that.
Your first touchdown came in pretty spectacular fashion, right? It was – is that the kick return,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kick return.
National TV, Thursday Night Football, Washington and the Giants.
Yeah.
And 101 yards.
101
Tell
yards.
Tell me about that. What was that all about?
Well, I had got two returns before that, and I was getting, like, to the 20, to the 25, 30. It just wasn't a hole, but I kept bouncing it outside. So I had a feeling, like, if I get a hole, I was going to take it. It was just one of them feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And when I caught it, honestly, I thought the first guy was going to hit me, but he ended up getting blocked. So you see me quench a little bit. But once I saw open to the right, I just knew I was going to score. I knew I was going to outrun him. There was no way I was going to let him take me down.
Now, you know, you have to have a certain skill set to be able – first of all, you got to be crazy fast. But you got to have a certain skill set to return kicks and return punts in this league.
Right.
But the guys in front of you, how important are they to you returning kicks and punts?
I mean, Brandon Tate – oh, you talking about –
The blockers.
Oh, the blockers. Yeah. Oh, very important. Yeah. Especially kickoff return. Kickoff return is probably harder than punt return in my aspect, because kickoff return, you need your blockers. You need a hoe. If nobody block for you, I don't care how good you are, there's no way. Punt return, you don't need all your blockers, but you need certain key blocks. And once you get past the first little wave, I mean, you're going against people that's linemen, people that's running 4-5, 4-6. And if you fast, you can just outrun them. But kick return, you got people on kickoff that's just their job, just to go down there. They don't play nothing else. They just go down there just to tackle you.
Yeah.
So you need a good scheme. You need blockers that can block for you.
The league seems to be doing its best to try to take kickoff returns out of the game.
Yeah.
That's one you scored on. You're a yard deep in the end zone. Were you just refusing to kneel down and take the 25-yard line at that point, or did you have instructions?
I had instructions. Coach at Washington was saying, if it's 5 yards deep, kneel it. But if you think you can catch it on the run, or if you think you got it, you can take it out.
So 5 yards was the key.
So, yeah, 5 yards was the key.
Yeah. And would you rather have instructions on that, or would you rather, like, just freelance and say, you know, I got this. I can sense because it's not just depth of where the ball is. It's hang time.
Maybe the opponents.
There's a lot more that goes into it than just where the ball comes down, right?
Not being a coach, I'd rather have instructions. But, you know, when you're out there in the field, it's all about feel.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you got it and you can take it. Because a lot of people don't run back kickoff returns, and that's a big momentum shift.
Yeah.
So people that do that, I mean, it gives a big momentum for your team.
You ever catch the ball a little bit too deep and take it out and like, oh man, I shouldn't have took that one out.
Plenty of times. I took it out too deep, and by the time I got to like the 10 to 15 yard, they was already there. I was like, man, I should have nailed that one.
And do the coaches? Is there a lot of second guessing when that happens on the teams you play now before?
It's a lot of second guesses with the coaches, because you know that's their job.
Sure.
Those team coaches. So you just got to hear from them, and then next time you just got to do better.
Yeah.
Tell me, I'm intrigued by this, and I heard what you said about how you think kick returns are more difficult than punts. I always thought, I've heard a lot of people say it's the other way around, because you are on an island out there on a punt return, and those guys are right on top of you pretty quickly without the people in front of you.
See, for me, the difference between kick return and punt return, they protect you, you know. So all you got to do is just find the ball.
I mean, the rules
catch
protect
it.
You.
The rules protect you.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is find the ball and be able to catch it. If you can be able to catch it, it's easy to you, because they can't hit you if you fair catch it.
Right.
Ain't no such thing as fair catching a kick return. Right. I mean, return, but a punt return, yes, you can.
Right. I'm telling you, they asked me when I got here to catch punts, and I was like, Coach, let's, you know, like that. I did it in college, and I didn't like it.
Okay.
You know, it was just – and I knew when I got here, it's dudes that actually – as a gunner, like, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all they do, and they're right in your face as soon as you catch it. So if you don't fair catch it, you always – and this is – I always felt like to play punt return, you don't necessarily have to be fast. You got to be quick, because that first person, you're going to have to make miss.
You got to make miss.
Yeah, because his job is to just run down and shoot.
Sure.
Like, I don't care if you tackle him or not. Make him go sideways. Dive at him, make him go sideways. And so you're going to have to make that – I was not that quick. You know, I would have got smacked every time.
Rashad, you're here, picked up the other day by the Bills. You come to a team that, you know, has been kind of looking around for receiving help. You can fill in on that. There's a lot of buzz about Macklin. What's your approach? You just shut all that out and go to work here and have a chance to make this team?
Honestly, I shut all that out. Like, I done been cut plenty of times. I know how I feel. Mm-hmm. My goal is to come here and focus on me and what I can control, you know. So long as I do that, at the end of the day, whatever happened, I know I can be happy with myself with the outcome, because I really just focused on me and I did everything I can do possibly to make the team.
Chief, go ahead.
We talk so much about your return, you know, your return game, because that was kind of your niche down in Washington. But you got to feel like, look, I play receiver too, you know, and I got to show that I can play receiver too.
Yeah, off top, I mean – the two preseasons, I was the leading receiver in the preseason. I had 7 touchdowns these last two years. So, yeah, in the preseason, I feel like I can play receiver too. It's just I've been behind Deshaun. I've been behind a lot of people where I didn't actually get a chance to really showcase my skills at receiver. But, you know, kick return, if they throw you out there, but receiver – you know, it's steps, and you just got to take steps. So I'm still just taking my steps, hoping I actually get my real fair shot at receiver, and I can show what I can do.
Speaking about being behind, you get behind people. What's your best 40 time, or what do you tell people when they say what's your 40 time?
4.34. I ran it at my pro day.
Okay.
So 4.34.
Stick with that.
Stick with that.
Hey, Rashad, thanks for this. Thanks for coming by here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it too.
Good luck, trying to make the team.
Thank you.